I'll now call to order the meeting of the members of the Corporation of the WNC Foundation. I'll move to agenda item number one. Is there any public comment in GBC? Hearing none, I will move to, is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Prior to moving on to agenda item number two, which is the annual report, I will ask Regent Downs for a disclaimer.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A.420, I hereby disclose that I'm an employee of WNC because the independence of judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by my situation. I will vote on this matter.
Thank you, Regent Downs. I'll now call on President Dalpy to introduce the presenter for the annual report.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Kyle Dalpy, President, Western Nevada College, Chair Brooks, Vice Chair Goodman, Chancellor McNair, members of the Board of Regents. Your final foundation report right here, so get your firsts and your seconds ready to go as we move through the approvals. I've got three people up here with me. I've got Nikki Gladys, our Chief Advancement Officer and Executive Director of the Foundation. I have Rick Kohler, who serves as our Vice Chair of the Foundation, and I have Michelle Ketter, who is chair of the foundation, who's standing at the podium. But before she presents the report, I'd like to talk a little bit about her. She brings a deep experience in governance, finance, and community engagement, and plays an active role in advancing the foundation's fundraising efforts. In addition to chairing the board, she also serves as our Reach for the Stars Gala Committee, works on that, and then works closely with our staff to cultivate donor support throughout the year. Over the past year, Michelle has guided the foundation through the development of a new three-year strategic plan, led a comprehensive update of our bylaws, and strengthened alignment between foundation initiatives and college priorities. Her steady and thoughtful leadership has been instrumental to the foundation's continued growth. I appreciate all of the work of all of our foundation board members and hand it over to Michelle to provide our report. Thank you.
Thank you, President Dalpy. Good afternoon, Chancellor McNair, members of the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents, and college presidents. My name is Michelle Ketten, and I have the privilege of serving as chair of the Western Nevada College Foundation Board. I'm pleased to share highlights from the past year and provide an update on the foundation's work in support of Western Nevada College and its students. Over the past fiscal year, the WNC Foundation provided over $1.5 million in support to students, programs, and facilities, including $252,000 in in-kind gifts. Nearly 500 students received scholarships totaling $870,505, helping them stay enrolled, complete their programs, and transition successfully into Nevada's workforce. The foundation continued to support key initiatives that expand opportunity and strengthen workforce readiness. These included the Fallon Nursing Renovation Project, which will create a new home for WNC's nursing program, the Rhodes Program, helping adult learners access job training and technology, and the LINC Community Career and Employer Center, which opened in May 2025 and is already connecting students and employers through career fairs, workshops, and interview days. We also secured a grant from Carson City to launch Better Mind, an online mental health counseling resource that gives students free access to licensed teletherapy sessions, an important new tool supporting both wellness and academic success. Our fundraising events continue to be a cornerstone of the foundation's success, bringing our community together in celebration and support of students. The 25th Annual Golf for Education Tournament and the 7th Annual Reach for the Stars Gala, themed Back to the Future, both saw strong participation and generous sponsorships, providing vital, unrestricted funding for scholarships and college programs. Building on that momentum, this year's Reach for the Stars Gala, Fire and Ice, and 26th Annual Golf Tournament achieved record-breaking results, reflecting the growing enthusiasm and commitment of our community toward WNC's mission. Thank you to all of the regents who attended WNC Foundation events over the past year. It was a pleasure to see Regent Brown and Regent Del Carlo at Reach for the Stars. Beyond these successes, the foundation made important strides in governance, planning, and sustainability. The Board of Trustees developed and adopted a new three-year strategic plan, created collaboratively by the entire board, to guide fundraising and investment priorities through 2028. The board also led a comprehensive review and update of the foundation's bylaws, ensuring alignment with NSHE guidelines and best practices. We are deeply grateful to the board members who devoted their time and expertise to this important work. As the foundation continues to grow, we remain committed to operational sustainability. With just 2 full-time employees and executive director, we focus on efficiency and accountability while maintaining a high level of impact. This year, we added a contract accountant to strengthen internal controls and provide backup for financial management, part of our effort to eliminate single points of failure and ensure long-term stability. The Foundation's fiscal year 25 audit was completed successfully with no findings, reaffirming our commitment to transparency, stewardship, and sound fiscal management. Total assets increased by 13%, reaching $10.8 million as of June 30, 2025, reflecting both strong investment performance and continued community trust in the Foundation's work. These accomplishments reflect the dedication of an engaged and thoughtful board and the hard work of our small but exceptional staff. Together, this team continues to maximize impact and strengthen the Foundation's capacity to serve WNC and its students. On behalf of the WNC Foundation board members, we extend our gratitude to Dr. Kyle Dalby for his leadership and partnership, and the Board of Regents for your continued support of Western Nevada College and the students and communities we serve. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Chair Ketton. And listen, thank you for all of the work that you do, that your colleagues do. We recognize that, again, your volunteers and supporting an institution in the best manner that you believe you can to support students in the area. And we're grateful for all of the time and effort that you put into this, particularly the time and effort that's put into providing the reports and putting these reports together. Are there any questions from Regents regarding the annual report? I don't see any, so I'll ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second by Susan Brager.
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion to approve the annual report by Regent Brown, seconded by Regent Brager. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. I'll move on to it. Thank you very much for the presentation. Thank you. I'll move on to agenda item number 3, and I'll ask President Dalby to move into the officers.
Hi, good afternoon again. Kyle Dalby, President of Western Nevada College. For the officers under agenda item 3, we have Michelle Ketton, Chair, Rick Kohler, Vice Chair, and Scott Fields, Finance Chair.
Thank you. I'll now move to agenda item number 4. I'm sorry, was there anything else, President?
That is it for that one. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now move on to agenda item number 4, consent items. We'll take these together. Is our motion to approve?
Chair Brooks, I need to read my statement again.
Thank you. Go ahead, Regent Downs.
Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A.420, I hereby disclose that I am an employee of WNC because the independence of judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by my situation. I will vote on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Downs. Do you want to follow up the disclaimer with a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Regent Downs to approve the consent item, seconded by Regent Brown. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. We'll now move on to new business. And I'm going to slow it down just for a moment because this is the last foundation meeting that we have today, which means this call for new business would be the appropriate time for any discussion specific to foundations, including general questions or perhaps ways that the board would like to move. Even though this falls under WNC, the WNC Foundation, questions that are going to be asked are in no reflection of WNC or any of the other foundations that presented today. And I think it's important that we continue to recognize that the folks who are part of these foundations really are passionate about what they do, and they're doing some great work. And at this time, what I'd like to do is open up the agenda item number 5, new business, for questions that could be specific to foundations and how things are moved through the foundation. Regent Carvalho.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. I would echo what you just said. I know that the foundations do extraordinary work for each of our institutions, and I certainly want to understand what they do more and partner with them the best that we can in our capacity. And so with that said, I would like to ask for a new business item that explores revisions of our current policies related to foundations and including sub-entities of the foundations and affiliated organizations that do work on behalf of our institutions. I'd also like to know who's involved in foundation decision-making and the relationship between university presidents and our foundations in that decision-making. I'd also like to understand where the liability of this board, the Board of Regents, lies in foundation activities. It sounds to me, Chair, that you're opening that up for questions, so I'm happy to explore a discussion on that at this time, although what I think it would be most appropriate to just leave that as new business, unless you or the Chancellor would like to discuss it.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that, Regent Carvalho. And I'll ask Chancellor McNair, just based on the questions and interest that Regent Carvalho has for the foundations, is there anything that you'd like to, any further comments that you'd like to make specific about this or, you know, anything that you'd like to add?
Sure. Thank you, Chair Brooks, and thank you, Regent Carvalho. To clarify and make sure that this is on the record, as I said before, the public meetings or open meetings laws do apply to the foundations and that the presidents are responsible for the activities and the performance of those foundations. Based on your questions, Regent Carvalho, if you would like, we could start. I could put together a working group to address some of those questions because I've heard similar questions from other people to get our arms around how many foundations we have, how they operate, how the decisions are made, and I would be happy to put together a working group to look into that if you would like.
Through your chair to Chancellor McNair, I think that would be most appropriate at this time, and I would appreciate it. Thank you.
And yeah, thank you very much, Regent Carvalho, and thank you, Chancellor. And I think one of the things, and we can have, you know, one of the things that we could probably talk about are assets that are owned, sub-assets, you know, things that sometimes during a reporting process might not come before the board. And so just a really good look into some of the ways that the foundations are moving, I think would be extraordinarily helpful for the board as we continue to have conversation and make recommendations. So thank you. And any other new business from Regents? Okay, then I'll move on to agenda item number 6, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC? I don't hear any. Is there any public? Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas SES. Is there any public comment on the phone?
No callers at this time.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.